This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Wednesday, July 1st. Well, I apologize for not having a podcast yesterday. Things got so busy early in the day, I just couldn't get it out. And then, of course, it's half the day's over. You might as well wait till after the crop reports and everything else. So here we are. Markets obviously having a very good day yesterday, led by corn and soybeans, which really had the better days. Minneapolis was the strongest component of the wheat complex yesterday, as it was up 10, Chicago was up 5, KC up 3. So clearly we've got some divergence going on there as well. I think Minneapolis caught a bid as the heat that's coming into the Midwest is also going to be coming through the northern plains. And we're also seeing Russia and Kazakhstan dry down again, and then of course that's mostly their spring wheat area. So there's a lot going on in the wheat space. Of course, we've got harvest going on in Kansas, and it's very hot in the central and southern plains. But those temperatures are moving into the Midwest, and that's really what caused a spark here, that you're looking at a stretch of 2 weeks of 90s to mid to high 90s, depending on where you are in the central part of the Midwest, with very little rain forecast. Got a high pressure ridge getting parked over there at least for the next couple weeks. The longer range forecasts do suggest that that ridge will revert back into the west and allow some at least cooler temperatures to come in, but rainfall is still a little suspect even in the longer range forecast. So that obviously is going to push us into the pollination phase for corn, and clearly that would be a stressful time, the most stressful time that you could have hot and dry during pollination. Now, of course, we also had the crop reports yesterday. The plantings report for corn at 92 million acres was a good 3 million less what the trade was looking for. It's still up about 2.3 million over last year, but that was a pretty big surprise to the trade to see corn acres that much lower than what was expected. Soybean acres at 83.8 million, that's about 900,000 below the estimate, still up 7.7 million over last year. Wheat acres at 44.25 for all wheat, is down about 500,000 from the estimate and down 900,000 from a year ago. Spring wheat at 12.2 million acres, down 350,000 from the estimate, down 460,000 from last year. Durum acres at 1.5 million, up 200,000 over the estimate and up 160,000 from last year. The quarterly stocks report, so as of June 1st, wheat stocks at 1.04 billion bushels. That's up 24 million from the estimate, down 40 million from last year. Corn stocks at 5.2 billion bushels. That was up 275 million over the estimate and about equal with last year. Soybean stocks, 1.38 billion. That was right about what the average estimate was, and it's down 400 million from last year. So we have the crop reports out of the way. Planting's report certainly gave a bullish boost to the market, and at the same time, you've got the makings of a weather market right in front of us. Hot and dry to get July started. It's usually your weather markets are already underway by now if you're going to have them. But this is getting started kind of late, but it's not too late, obviously. If you're going to turn that hot and dry, it's definitely going to add some stress to the market. That said, you come into this period just coming out of 2 weeks of very good rainfall across much of the Midwest. And in fact, there were some pretty decent rains across Minnesota and Iowa just in the last couple days. So they're coming into it with a good recharge of soil moisture. So I think the market will react as it is. You know, corn was strong the last couple days, and the night session early part of the day is strong as well. But how much you can get in this initial phase remains to be seen. The first resistance in September corn takes you to around the 360, 362 area. So I would be looking for that for the market to pause and probably get a pullback, test the breakout of the 340, 339 level, which is a pretty significant resistance. And we just really just blew through that yesterday. And the market didn't make much of an effort to sell off. Considering a record short position by the hedge funds coming into this, and then we have a bullish crop report, and you got the makings of a weather market, and the hedge funds are still pretty heavily short, and obviously anything that was put on since the end of March is in a losing position. So suddenly quite a bit of pressure on hedge funds. And I think as we head into Friday, and if the corn market is still above that 339 resistance on the September, and for December, you're looking at about 349, I think the hedge funds are going to start skating pretty fast. They're going to head for the door, not only to get out of shorts, but to probably get long. So I think today will be an important day, because if you can stick yesterday's strong close and stick another one today, that's going to put extreme pressure on those hedge funds. Tomorrow is the last trading day of the week, as we have a holiday on Friday, and it's going to be a short session. So anybody that wants to leave early or not be trading tomorrow is going to have to get that done today. So this puts quite a bit of pressure on the hedge funds, and I think if the corn market shows some resilience here, I think you're going to see a lot more short covering and a bit more of a rip to the upside. In the longer term, if we are indeed headed into a bona fide weather market, I think soybeans will ultimately be the leader to the upside. You know, the corn market is, it's obviously important, but you still have to look at what's the health of the economy. What kind of energy demand do we have? What kind of ethanol grind are we going to have? What kind of export demand are we going to have? And on that note, it is worth mentioning that the heat and dryness from Kazakhstan and northern Russia is starting to creep its way across the southern part of Russia and into eastern Ukraine. And as a reminder, Ukraine has become the world's third largest exporter of corn. So this is another bullish token for the corn market that probably isn't getting a whole lot of attention right now, but it will. And between the U.S. and Ukraine, if we start shaving back corn yields, that starts hurting production pretty fast. But again, at the end of the day, you do have to look at what is your ultimate demand for corn. We have a lot of feed grain around. We have huge carryover from last year. You know, how far can corn lead this market? Soybeans, on the other hand, have a huge demand base. Brazil is pretty much sold out. Now, if China decides that they want to punish the U.S. for all of our interventions over there, they could talk about not purchasing ag goods, but when it comes to soybeans, they don't have a lot of options. And again, with Brazil pretty much sold out already of a monster crop, it leaves the U.S. as the primary go-to source for these next few months. So that would spook China, and I think they would come into the market pretty forcefully as well. So there's a lot of things to consider. But in the end, let's say we do have a bona fide weather market. Corn will be the first to take off as the hedge funds try to get right in the market. I think we could easily test $4 on the September contract and likely get well beyond that. You know, 450 is not out of the question either. Beyond that, once you get to there, if you get to 450, that's another dollar higher. I think it's going to be very difficult to carry the corn market much further. It'll at least pause there. Soybeans, I think, then will take over leadership of that weather market, as they can move a lot more. They don't have as big of a carryover per se, and I think that, again, their demand base is better. So that's a way to play it. That's a way to approach it. Wheat will get pulled along. If corn's going to go, Chicago wheat is going to go, as that wheat corn spread is pretty closely tied. So look for that to happen as well. And so your spreads in the wheat market, you're going to see Chicago gain over Kansas City, gain over Minneapolis. That sets us up for some huge opportunities when this weather market is over, that to sell Chicago by KC, sell Chicago by Minneapolis. There's all kinds of opportunities that will present themselves when the markets get so skewed and so out of balance, which weather markets do. And so we're on point. We're on board, and we're watching this very closely. Every day is going to be a grind, but this is where the action is. This is where you make your money. And we don't want to be left on the sidelines, because these opportunities don't come along all that often. So we want to be careful with that. So if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.